is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. So we got to the last four lines of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni. Because if the pasuk describes matzah Lechem Oni, so there are a few different drashas. So what does it mean Lechem Oni? So the first opinion is Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim, that it's a bread upon which we say many things. If you remember Rashi earlier in the Masechta said we say Haggadah and we say Halel on the Lechem Oni. Tani Nami Halchi, the Brisa says the same thing. Lechem Oni Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, bread upon which we say many different things. So then the Gemara says, Davar Acher, alternative understanding is, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. Although we pronounce it as Oni with a Vav, it's written without the Vav as an Oni, as poor. Oni means to answer, it means to speak. Oni means a poor person. So the drasha really is Lechem Oni. Oni Ksiv, Ma Oni Shadarcho Bepru. So just like an Oni doesn't have a full piece of bread, he has crackers, he has pieces of bread. Af Kan Bepru. So too, there's an need to have a broken piece of matzah, that of Yachatz, for the matzah. So look at the Rashbam on the top of Kuf Tezayinam and Alf. The Rashbam says, Af kan bepusa, levarich al achilas matzah. You say the matzah, al achilas matzah, on the broken bread, on the broken matzah. V'shtei shleimos, maisin and mishim ha-motzi. You have to bring two full loaves as well for motzi, delo gar mishar yaman tov mishitzarach levtso al shtei kikaras. In general, on Rosh Hashanah and on Sukkot and then Shavuos, you need to have two loaves of bread. So here you have two loaves of bread plus a broken piece of matzah from Yachatz, and you break, when you end up giving the bread out, you give from the full matzah, but you have to say alachias matzah on the broken one. So the way the custom normally way it does is you hold all three together, say motzi, you drop the bottom one, you say alachias matzah on the top one and on the broken one. That's the understanding of the Rashbam. Tosafot talks about this as well. Tosafot says, just interestingly, he quotes a machlokas here, whether or not the mon fell on Erev Yontif, it did not fall on Yontif itself, or it did fall on Yontif, it was different than Shabbos. So he says, I understand why there are two loaves of bread, if you assume that it fell only Erev Yontif, just like Erev Shabbos, two double portion Lechem Ishta fell as well. But there is an opinion that actually says it fell on Yontif itself, which would put into question why we have a Lechem Ishta on Yontif. Now the Rambam argues on this entirely. The Rambam says there were not three matzahs. There was actually only two matzahs. You had two matzahs the night of Seder. One was full, one was broken. Not that we have, just two. That's what how he understands the Gemara here. So then the Gemara says, well, one more drashi of the word Lechem Oni. Top line of Kuf Tes Zayin says the Gemara, Davar Acher, Ma Darko Shel Oni, Hu Masik V'Isho Ofe, Afkanami hu masik vishofa. Just like in Ani, the way it works is there are a few explanations. We're going to go with Rashbam's understanding here. There's very little firewood, very little gas to work with. So the husband, you know, would be firing up the oven at the same time the woman would be putting in the oven in the food in the oven. It's very quick. They don't have the extra time to spare. There's so little wood. So here as well, the process of the baking the matzah has to be very, very quick. It goes in and out of the matzah, in and out of the oven very, very quickly. And this way, it's under just a, you know, we bake matzah Sunday. It was like 60 seconds, if at all. The matzah goes in the oven. It comes out right away. So that's how a person should bake their matzah, just how an ani bakes his food in the oven. So then the Gemara says three lines down, Apa Pishain Charoses Mitzvah. So we saw that there's machlokas in the Mishnah, whether or not Charoses was a mitzvah or was not a mitzvah. So one opinion says, even though it's not a mitzvah, you brought Charoses to the table. So asks the Gemara, V'i lo mitzvah, Mishumai Maisi Le. If there was no mitzvah of having Charoses, so why in the world would they bring Charoses to the table, Leil Seder? So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Ami Mishum Kappa. We saw this already the other day, because the kappa, the eris, the venom that was in the mara, you had to somehow soften it with the charosis. So Amar Reb Asi, Kappa Dechasa Chama. So the way, the antidote to the kappa of lettuce, a mara, is chama, having, I think they say hot water or something like that. Chama, Rashi says, one second here, I'm looking for that line. Okay, they call it radish, they said? Okay, so they call it snow, so it's a radish. Kappa de chama, the venom of the radish, the refuah is a karti, which is, what do they call that? Leek, okay. And kappa de karti, and the venom of leek, chamimi, hot water. And kappa de kula, the refuah for all them is chamimi. Hot water is actually the antidote for all of them. Adahachi v'hachi, so then the Gemara says, But while you're waiting for the various antidotes for when a person's mouth is burning from something that's very sharp, you should say the following, kappa, kappa, dechirnilach, ulashab benasach, lutamne kalasach, some type of statement you say, that remember me, that, in the your seven daughters and your eight daughter-in-laws. Okay, not sure what that means exactly, something quite deep, but that's what a person says while he's waiting for the hot water. So asks the Netziv, so if hot water is really the antidote for all the different venoms of the fruit, why do we say you have to dip it in charoses? Why don't we say you dip the, have hot water? You should have the mara and then drink hot water afterwards. Why do we say dip the mara into charoses? So what the Netziv says, the truth is, both opinions of the Gemara, even the one who holds charoses is not a mitzvah, they actually really hold it's a mitzvah. I mean, if the only concern was simply because of the sakana of the kappa of the mara, you're right, the hot water would have been sufficient. But the truth is, they both hold that there's a mitzvah to bring charoses, because as we'll see, that charoses is zecher latit and zecher leabdus and all the things we're about to see. So all the machlokas of the Gemara is whether you say a bracha on charoses. So when they say it's not a mitzvah, it is a mitzvah. No, everybody agrees charoses is really a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring it, as we'll see the reasons in just a second. They just, when he says it's not a mitzvah, means you don't say a bracha on charoses, but really be'etzim it's a mitzvah. Now, why wouldn't you say a bracha? So there is a concept that the Gemara in Tosin Chulin tells us, you don't say a bracha on that which is a sakana. Why don't we say a bracha on Mayim Achronim? Tosin Chulin Daf Kuf He says, because since Mayim Achronim is there for Melech Sodomus, a person might get blind, which would be a sakana, so then we don't say a bracha on that which is a sakana. In a similar way, Tosin writes, according to some, you don't say a bracha on Shema at nighttime. Kriya Shema Alamita, you don't say a bracha. You say a bracha on sleep, you don't say a bracha on Kriya Shema Alamita. Why not? So according to some Rishonim, that Kriya Shema Alamita is supposed to be for Sakana, to protect a person at nighttime. We don't say a bracha on that which protects a person. So here as well, when the Tana Kama says you don't, when that Harosa isn't a mitzvah, it means since it's not only a mitzvah, it's also serving as a Sakana, because it removes the venom of the food. So since it's also a Sakana, that's why there's no bracha. But Be'etzem, there is still a mitzvah in charoses. So again, that's why the Tziv says we don't have hot water after the mara, because we also want the charoses, the element of the mitzvah that has the charoses. Fine. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer mitzvah. He felt that charoses was truly a mitzvah, and he said you actually say a bracha on the charoses. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah, what exactly is the mitzvah of charoses? So Rabbi Levi Omer, zeich l'tapuach, to remind us of the tapuach. What about the tapuach are we reminded of? So if you look at the Rashbam around halfway down the narrow lines, Rashbam says, Zeichel tapuach masecha sota sheyu yoldos sham b'neim below atzav, that they have children without any labor pains. Shul yakir behen mitzrim, in order that the mitzrim shouldn't realize that they're having children. Dechsev tachas tapuach arosecha, they had children underneath the apple trees. It was a hidden place. There was no screaming, no yelling. It was done very quietly. So that was the nace they were remembering. So there's an need to put an apple in the charosis. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, actually before we go to Rabbi Yochanan, go to Tosas just for a second. Actually, we'll come back to Tosas afterwards. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Zeich Latit, to remind them of the cement that was used to build the cities in Mitzrayim. So Omer Abai, therefore says, Hilkach Tzarech L'Kuhuye, V'Tzarech L'Smuche. You have to do Kuhuye, you have to do Smuche. What does that mean? So look a little further in the Gemara. Gemara says, L'Kuhuye Zeich L'Tafuach, V'Tzarech L'Smuche, Zeich Latit. What does that all mean? So if you look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says, L'smuchei lach tosh bo yirakos harbe k'dei she'ava. You have to put a lot of vegetables in it. People put nuts, people put other things, so it's very, very thick. Why does it have to be thick? To remind us of the cement that was there. And zeicha, and then tzarech l'kuhuye l'hatubo tepuchim disbei kihua zeicha tepuch. To have some type of sweetness, to remind us of the apples, you have to have those elements of it. So that's what he explains. So you have to have it thick like cement, and has to be sweet with apples to remind us of Zeichel HaTapuach. So Gemara says further, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, Tavlin, Yosef put in spices, Zeichel HaTeven, to remind us of the Teven. Why? Rashi explains here that they used to take the basam, you have to crack the basam, make them very, very small. So to the Teven, they had to make the Teven very small to use as cement, to use as bricks. Further, the Gemara says, you have to have Tavlin against Zeichel HaTeven, and Haros is a Zeichel HaTit. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Sado Kacha Yu Omrim, this is what they would say, Tagrei Charcha Shabu Yishalayim Bo Vitalachem Tavlin LeMitzvah. They would say the merchants of Yishalayim would come collect the Tavlin for the Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? They would collect Tavlin, the spices, in order to crush them and put them in the Charoses, the Mitzvah of Charoses. Now Tosas writes here, look at the Ramaschot Tzarech L'smuchei V'Tzarech L'kuyei, he adds in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says there's actually a third element. So our Bavli says you have to have it thick like cement, you have to have it sweet like tapuach, but the Yushalmi adds a ist of the Zeichel Adam, to those who want to make it like blood as well, and that's why he goes on to say people put wine in to remind us of the dam. Mishum hachi karlei tivulei b'mashke, v'chein amadavar, that's the practice. L'smuchei u'b'shas achila, mekalshin etzo b'yayin v'chomet, you put some wine and vinegar to soften it. Either way, that yain serves as zecher ledam. So then he quotes in the Tshuvas of Gonim, another reason why he put peiros in, apples in, not to remind us of what the Nashim Tzidkanias were doing in Mitzrayim, but rather because Klai Yisrael is compared to a tapuach based on the pasuk in Drasha in Shir HaShir. Okay, so that's all in terms of making charoses. We're up to now a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah tells us, we're up to the next stage in the Seder. So what would they do now is, mazgulo kosheni. They now pour the second cup of wine. The Kana ben Shaul Aviv, this is where the son asks the question. Then ein dasa ben, if there's no das beben, so then av melamda, the father has to teach the child how to ask questions of manashana halayla zeh. They call halaylas, why is this night different than others? Shebechal halaylas anu ochlen chamitza matzah, but halayla zeh kulo matzah. Shebechal halaylas anu ochlen shar yurakos, but halayla zeh marr. Shebechal halaylas anu ochlen basar tzli, shalak mavusha, this is a bit different than our gear, so that you have meat that could be roasted, could be cooked any way you want it. But halayla zeh tonight, kulo tzli has to be all roasted. Shebechal halaylos einanu chayavim, different yourselves, we'll see in the Gemara. Pamachas, you don't have to even dip one time, but halayla zeh tonight, shtei pamim, you have to dip two times. Ulefi daito shaben avim melamdo, according to the level of understanding of the child, that's how the father should teach him. And maschil begnus, umesai mishvach, we start with the gnus, talking about the history of Klai, so where we came from, and we finish off with the success of the shevach of the end. V'dorish me'arami ovid avi, we darshan that whole pasuk, Ad Sheigmar called Parsha Kula until we've completed the whole Parsha. So this is pretty much a synopsis of all the Haggadah. So the Gemara, the few different, many questions to ask from the Mishnah. I'll just raise one question that the Chorin asked the question as to why do we not ask about the Dalakosas? There are many questions that we ask. Four questions. Number one is Haseba's not here, though we mentioned Haseba and the Manashan that we have, but one of the questions that no Nusach has is there's no question why they're Dalakosas tonight. So the Maharal says, because every other night they have dalkosas as well. Dalkosas was not unique. They would drink all the time, so nothing strange about that. That's one shot of the Maharal. Others say, the only question that they're actually asking is that which is in front of them, that which they're able to see. They already see the Pesach, which is roasted, and they see it's not cooked, it's dafka roasted. They see, no, they already have the karpas, and then the maros on the table. But they haven't seen yet dalkosas yet. They've only seen one cup of wine. Now they're pouring a second one. Since dalkosas has not yet come to the table, they didn't know yet to ask that question. And there are many other questions brought as well. One more point before you go weiter. The Achronim talk about, what about if there's no son, would the daughter have, actually we'll do the base of the next brayso, but I'll mention now, if there is no son, would the daughter have an obligation to recite Manashana? So most Achronim say, yeah, why not? If there's no son, Makom Shein Ben Yesh Bas. Just like by Yerusha, the sons are the ones who inherit the father. If there's no son, so the daughter inherits. Why would it be any different when it comes to this? But we're about to see this very next brisa, that if there's no son, it passes on to the wife. The Gemara doesn't suggest pass it on to the daughter, which might indicate that daughters are not obligated to do so, but there certainly is no problem. Most Acharim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan all say that the daughter certainly can participate, and perhaps should participate in the Manishtana. So the brisa now says in the beginning of the Gemara, now Tanur Rabbanim. Chacham bino shualo. If the chacham, if the child's able to, he's wise enough, he should ask the questions. Vim eino chacham, if he's not a chacham, he's not capable. Ishto shualto, his wife should ask the questions. Vim lav, if his wife either is not capable or he's not married, so then who shall liatzma, he should ask the questions to himself. Vafilu shnei tamidi chachamim sheyodim behilchos haPesach, even a tamid chacham, two tamid chacham, who know all the luck of the Pesach, they know Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards, still shol and zelazeh, they should still ask the question of Marashana, halaylazeh, mikal laylazeh. Why would that be? So probably two simple answers. One is because there's a certain formality of the Seder, that's just what the Adacham made the Haggadah, that's what you have to say, whether or not you need to or not. The other explanation would be, it's just to start engaging the two together and asking questions. Now these questions they might know all the halachas, but you want to ask other questions, you want there to be chidushim raised at the table, so this is just a good way to kind of open up the conversation based on questions. So the Gemara now says, one of the manashanas we said in the Mishnah was, shebechol halaylos anu matbilin pam achas, halayla zeh shei pamim. Every single night we dip once, and tonight we dip two times. So maskiv la Rava, Rava asks the question, atu kol yoma lo sagi de lo metav lechad hazimno? Every other night of the year, it's not enough if you don't dip once, meaning you have to dip every night of the year? We have to dip if the guy wants to, he can, but there's no obligation to dip. Ela Amar Rav, Rav says, Hachi Katani. This is what it means. Shebechol HaLeilos, Ein Anu Chayavim Litvol, Afilu Pam Achas. You don't have to dip even one time the rest of the year. But HaLeil HaZeh, tonight, Shei Pam, you have to dip twice. So, Maskler Rav Safra, Chiyuv L'Dardike, it sounds like there's a Chiyuv on the other nights of the year as well. So the Gemara just removes the word Chiyuv and just makes it a little bit clearer. Ela Amar Rav Safra, rather, Hachi Katani. We don't dip any night of the year, ever. We never dip. And Halayla says, Shei Pam, but tonight we're dipping twice. So that's the Nusach of the Mashtana, just to make it a little bit clear. So then the Gemara says, Maschil b'gnus misayim b'shvach. We start off with the gnus, about the history of where we come from, and we finish off with the shvach. My b'gnus, there's a machlokas, Rav Shmuel, what exactly is gnus? Rav Amar, mitchila ov de'avodah gilulim hayu, or we have our nusach, is mitchila ov de'avodah zara hayu avosenu, that our fathers, as Terach, Avram Avinu, came from the house, base of avodah zara, and Shmuel Amar, avadim hayinu, that no, we go back to avadim hayinu. There's an interesting medrash, by the way, that says mitchila is referring to Terach mitchila. So the medrash says, Terach actually ended up doing a tshuva. Only mitchila, only beginning was he ov de'avodah zara, but the end he actually did tshuva. So I saw Pinchas asks an interesting question. He says, we never find what caused Terach to do tshuva. What inspired him? So he said, Mestam, his son Avram Avinu inspired him somehow. Didn't explain how, but somehow, slowly but surely, Avram, his constant emunah bitachon, his constant avodah Hashem, slowly seeped into his father, and eventually Terach, even though Terach was so immersed in avodah zara, even though it was mitchila avodah zara, eventually Terach had done tshuva. So either way, according to Rav, we start off from Mitchila Ov De'Avodah Zara. And Shmuel Amar, Avadim Hayinu, we start from Avadim Hayinu. What's the Machlokas? So the simple understanding Avud Ram says is, are we starting from the beginning of Mitzrayim story, which Avadim Hayinu? Are we supposed to start all the way from the beginning of history? That's this very simple Machlokas. The Ritva says they both agree that you're supposed to mention both of these at the Seder. The question is, which comes first? We first start off talking about Avadim Hayinu because that's the focus of the night, and later we'll mention Mitchila Avodah Avodah Zarah, or are you supposed to start from Mitchila Avodah Avodah Zarah in terms of the chronological order? But there is no machlokas in terms of what's mentioned, it's just the order of what's mentioned according to the Ritva. So the Gemara then says, Amar Le Rav Nachman Ladari Avde, he said that, says to his Eved, his name was Daro, of the demafik le mara lecheirus, if a master lets his eved go free, v'yav le kaspa v'dava, gives him silver and gold, my bai lemeimer, what should a person say? Amar le, bai le doi l'shmuche, you have to thank him and praise him. So amar le, patartem milomar manashana, you are now exempt from manashana, because apparently the understanding of him, he understood that the reason for manashana was simply to lead into the praising of Hashem, and therefore he skipped manashana that night, and went straight to Avadim Hayinu because he understood that the need, the requirement to thank and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master, for letting them go free. So now the new Mishnah tells us. Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer, a person, Kol Shelo Omer Shlosh Devarim Elu, the Pesach, Lo Yata Yedei Chavasa. Person who does not say these three items on Pesach is not Yotze the Mitzvah. So which mitzvah are you not Yotzei? So there's machlokas Rishonim. Some say you're not Yotzei the Haggadah. If you don't say this part, which we're about to see, and we all know, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah Haggadah. Others say, no, it's not a mitzvah Haggadah. You're not Yotzei each particular mitzvah. I mean, if you eat the Pesach without saying the reason behind it, you're not Yotzei Pesach. And if you eat matzah without saying the reason behind it, you're not Yotzei matzah. And if you eat marah without saying the reason, you're not Yotzei marah. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. So what are you supposed to say to be Yotzei these mitzvahs? So ve'iluhein, Pesach, matzah, marah. Pesach al shum she Pesach hamakom abba she Pesach hamakom abati avosenu b'Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over house to house. She namar amartem zerach Pesach hu Hashem ashe Pesach v'gomer. So that's the reason behind Pesach, and you must say that at the Haggadah. Matzah al shum she negalu avosenu b'Mitzrayim, that we were redeemed at Mitzrayim. She namar v'yofu es abatek asher yotzianu hotziu b'Mitzrayim. And maror al shum she maror haMitzrayim es chayav avosenu b'Mitzrayim. She namar v'yamaru es chayem. So these are three items that must be said at the Haggadah. Either if you don't say them, either you don't get the mitzvah of Haggadah, or others say you don't get the mitzvah of each particular mitzvah. Now the Ran says it's not true. You don't not get the mitzvah. When it says lo yetzah yidei chavasa, means you don't get the mitzvah in a muvchar. But if you did say it, if you didn't say it, you still get the mitzvah. That doesn't mean you cancel it out. That's his understanding. So now there is a big machlokas, Rishonim Achronim. Is this a requirement on the Daraisa level? Well, only a Dirabanan level. So if you take a look back on Amud Aleph just for a moment, there's a small toast in the bottom of Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Vamartim Zevach Pesachu. And toast is right to Perish Ba'amira, you have to say it, Vamartim Zevach, you have to say it. And we connect matzah and mara to that of Pesach. So according to Tosafot, they understand that it's a din d'oraisa. The fact that he's invoking psukim and connecting different hekeshim, therefore Tosafot thinks it's actually a chiv d'oraisa. Others felt, the pre-chadash thought that only Pesach is a d'oraisa, but he felt matzah marer was only a din d'rabbanan. But the Kli Yakar felt that according to Tosafot, that all three are actually a din d'oraisa. Now this becomes very interesting, this concept of having to know the reason behind the mitzvah, because in general, we just mentioned before, David said the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. When we talk about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you have to have kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. But you don't have to know the reason behind the mitzvah, but we do have a few exceptions. So typically, this one's not mentioned as an exception. The exceptions that we have is, Bach says there are three exceptions, where it says the word lema'an in the psukim by three different mitzvahs, but it says lema'an by sukkos. It says by sukkos, lema'an hoshapti esmenesa basukos, or something like that. So the machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yelezer, why we sit in sukkos? Is it because of sukkos mamish, or nani akavod? So Bach says, before you sit in the sukkah, you have to have in mind both those reasons, because since it says lema'an yedu, you have to know why, you have to have in mind for sukkah. The other example is, it says by tefillin the word leman, you have to know why we wear tefillin. And the third example is by tzitzit, you have to know why you wear tzitzit as well. Those are the three mitzvahs mentioned by the Bach that you need not only the kavana, but you also need the reason. But this would be a fourth example the Bach does not mention, that you would need the reasons behind it. These three mitzvahs in the night of Seder, Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. Okay, let's go weiter now in the Mishnah. We're around 7-8 lines down in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Bechol dor v'dor, every single generation, the Mishnah, the Haggadah continues. Chayv Adam Liro says Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. The person has to envision himself as if he is now walking out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar V'Yigat Levincha Bayomahu Lemor Bavur Ze Asa Hashem Li B'Teisi Mitzrayim. And Lafikach, therefore, Anachnu Chayavim Laodos Lahalol Shebech Lefer LeRamein Lahadir LeVarich Lalei Kaleis. We have to praise He who had taken us out of Mitzrayim through all the miracles. Where does a person say up until what point of Hallel? That's where he decides to split up Hallel. We split Hallel in two, the night of the Seder. And you complete with the bracha of the gula. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Asher Gal Nuvagal is of a Seinu Mitzrayim. L'haya Chosem, he wouldn't have a chasima of that part. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kein Hashem El Kein Elokei Avosenu Yagienu L'Moadim L'Raga Alam L'Achem Ha'ivan L'Krasenu L'Sham L'Smeich M'Vinyan Ircha V'Sasim B'Avodosach V'Neach Al Sham and Ad Berachat Hashem Gal Yisrael. So the machlok is what exactly is the nusach of the chasima of the bracha when completing the Haggadah. So take a look at a very interesting Tosos here, the Bam Tosos here in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Tosos points out that even though it wasn't in the Girsa in the Mishnah, it was alluded to in the Vechule, it said, V'nomar l'fanav Shir Chadasha, V'chein nodel l'cha Shir Chadash agula seinu. Sometimes we call the Shir Chadash in the feminine, and sometimes we call the Shir Chadash in the masculine. So when do we use Nekeva? When do we use Zachar? So it says the Tosos, D'hachi Tanya b'mechilta. Mechilta teaches us that kol ashiros lashon nekeva, all types of shiras, all types of songs are nekeva, chutz mishira delasala, except for the future, the ultimate, the final shira of the coming of the Mashiach, that's lashon zachar. Why? The lashon zachar, klomer shen nekeva yesh la tzar leida, af kol nisim yesh achem tzar. Just like when a woman gives birth, there's a tzar leida, there's a labor pain that she experiences. So through every gula, there's going to be pains, unfortunately, afterwards. Even though we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, there were many, many pains and galios after Mitzrayim. However, with one exception, chutz milas lavo shein acharet tzar. With the final redemption, Mashiach finally comes. So that's going to be the final song. There's no further tzar. So that's why it's a lashon zachar. Lashon nekeva indicates some type of tzar. Lashon zachar indicates no more tzar. All the tzar is over. So the Gemara now says on the bottom here, Amar Rava, Rava says, Tzarech Shiyomar Vosanu Hotzi Misham. You have to say that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. That's the Lashon one has to use. So the Rashbam explains all the way on top of the Rashbam. Let's look at three lines down from the top. Tzarech Shiyomar Pasuk Zeh Vosanu Hotzi Misham. That you took us out. Now we weren't taken out. They were taken out. What do you have to say? We were taken out. So Tzarech Laharos says, Asma, you have to show yourself, Ilu Yatzim Misham. You have to have the feeling. You have to give the impression that you yourself were taken out. Shaf Osanu Gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed all of us. So Gemara then says further, Amar Rava, Matzah Tzarech Lagbia. When you say the about, Matzah Shema, you have to raise the Matzah when saying it. Umara Sotu, when you're talking about the Mara, the significance of Mara and the reason behind it, Tzarech Lagbia, you have to raise the Mara when saying it. When it comes to the basar, ein tach lagbia. When it comes to basar, you don't have to lift it when you're talking about the nature, the reason of Karim Pesach. V'lo, oh, not only that, ela shenira keochel kachim b'chutz. You actually are not allowed to raise the basar. You can't raise the zro. You can't raise the shank bone because it seems that you're actually having real kachim b'chutz, which, of course, we don't want to give a person that impression. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Asuma Pater Milomer Haggadah. Asuma, one who's blind, is Pater, is exempt from having to say the whole Haggadah. Why is that the case? Because Asuma is Pater from mitzvahs. So the Gemara then says, Ksiv Hacha Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh, he has to be able to see it, just like it says, Ksiv Hasam Baneinu Zeh. Where's the word Baneinu Zeh come up? Comes up by the Bensor Umora. That if the parents, either one of the parents, are blind, they don't bring a Bensor Umora, a child who's a bit rebellious, or maybe very rebellious, as you should say, this child of ours, but they can't point to the child because they can't see that that's pater from Ben Sora Mora. So Mala Halan Prat Lasuma, just like the case of Boneinu Zeh, it exempts, it excludes a Suma from the mitzvah or the process of Ben Sora Mora. So to Afkan Prat Lasuma, since it says by the Haggadah Bavur Zeh, and the Suma can't point to Zeh and can't point to Zeh, therefore Suma is pater. So Gemara says, "Ain, is that really true that a Suma is in fact Pater?" V'hamar Maremar Shaltinu L'Rabbanan Debei Rav Yosef. The Maremar once asked the Talmidim who were in the house of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind, and they asked him, "Man Damar Agata Debei Rav Yosef, who was the one who said the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? Who led the Seder?" Amr, they said, Rav Yosef himself, even though he is a Suma. And Man Agata Debei Rav Sheshes, who led the Haggadah? Who led the Seder in the house of Rav Sheshes, who was also blind? Rav Sheshes did. So we see clearly that a Suma is in fact Chayv. Because if a Suma were to be Pater, that one Pater mitzvah is Eina Chanami. He could do the mitzvah if he wants. A Suma is allowed to do it. Women are Pater and mitzvahs, they're allowed to. But they can't be mozi people who are Chayv. A Suma couldn't mozi others. So from the fact that Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes were being mozi other people, it must then be that they're Chayv and mitzvahs. That's why they're mozi other individuals. Now, just as an important side point, the Achronim talk about how you yotzi. Doesn't the Pasuk say Vigat Levincha? Shouldn't everybody be saying the Haggadah? Vigat Levincha, that you have to say the Haggadah. How could one person lead it? So they point out a very simple understanding. The Rav Pesach Frank points out you yotzi through Shemei Kona. Even though Vigat Levincha, you're supposed to talk about it. If one person says it and I listen to it, it's Kilo I'm saying it. It's Kilo I'm also doing a Vigata, and you yotzi through them. Either way, the fact that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both being motzi, everybody else at the table, clearly indicated that they were chayv in their gada. So how could that be? So the Gemara says, Kasavri Rabbanan Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Dirabbanan. Since it's only Dirabbanan nowadays, then therefore they said you could be yotzi. Because when Chacham said that really, Midraisa, you're pater for matzah, if there's no Pesach, that means there's no matzah, Chacham required you to have matzah anyways. So since he required you to have matzah, Midrabanan, they also included the Suma in that same level of Chiv. Mecha, that implies, Rav Acha bar Yaakov suffer matzah bizman is deraisa. Rav Acha must hold that nowadays matzah is deraisa, and since it's deraisa, the Suma would be pater. That's why Suma, he holds his pater from the mitzvah of matzah and Haggadah bizman hazeh. Now, Tori Evan just points out something very interestingly, that according to the understanding that matzah is only derbanim bizman hazeh, and that's why Suma is chayiv, that means in Zman and Mikdash, Suma was pater, but bizman hazeh, the Suma is chayiv. Normally, you would think the opposite, that which is deraisa should include more people who are chayiv, and that which is derbanan perhaps would be more lenient, but this is actually the opposite. Where Suma is pater in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when matzah is deraisa, he's pater, but bizman hazeh, where matzah is only derbanan, Suma actually is chayiv in matzah and neagada, which is just an interesting point, which would be counterintuitive. Either way, we see there's a machlokas whether or not matzah, bizman hazeh is derbanan, or it's even a deraisa. So the Gemara says, is that really true? The Rav Acha bar Yaakov thinks matzah is deraisa bizman hazeh, and that's why a Suma is pater. V'ha Rav Acha bar Yaakov hu damar matzah bizman hazeh derabanan. Don't we have a clear statement in his name that he admits that matzah is only derabanan bizman hazeh? So if it's only derabanan, should he not include a Suma to that same chiv of matzah bizman hazeh? So Gemara says, Kesavar kol de tikkun rabanan kein deraisa tikkun. We have a klal throughout Shas that whenever Chachamim make a takana, they model it after deraisa. So even though he agrees that lamaisa matzah is only derabanan, but they still modeled it after the deraisa. And since on a deraisa level, Suma is pater, so too on the derabanan level, Suma is pater as well. So the Gemara says, so the Rav Sheshes, the Rav Yosef Nami. So according to them, say they should say also Nami, Havade called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Don't they also hold that way? Which would mean that since it's derabanan that was modeled after the deraisa, they should in fact be pater from saying Haggadah Bizman Hazeh, just like they'd be pater Bizman HaMikdash. So the Gemara says no. Hachi Hashir, let's understand this for a second. Bishma, I understand Hasim over there, the reason why they're pater by the Ben Tzor Mora, midahavale limichtav b'neinu hu, uksib b'neinu ze. The pasuk by Ben Tzor Mora could have said, b'neinu hu, he is our child. Why does a pasuk go out of its way to say b'neinu ze? The word ze seems to be in a misuse here. So it must be it's there for a drasha, shmamina, that they have to be able to point and see the child. That's what ze teaches me, shmamina prat l'sumen hu da'asa, coming to exclude a suma. Aval hacha, here when it comes to the mitzvah of the matzah, ila bavur ze, my lichtova. What other way could you have said bavur ze? There's no proper way to say bavur what? You're trying to say bavur the matzah, bavur the mar, you know the way, no other word could have used it. So since the ze was the only word available to use this pasuk, to explain this pasuk, therefore it's not available for drasha. So ella, it must be, my lichtova ella bavur matzah mar hudasa. It's not coming to say the ability to see it, rather it's coming to say bavur ze. Ze is referring to the matzah, referring to the mar, not referring to the ability of the sumah to see. Just look at the Rashbam. This Rashbam is found the last few narrow lines, not the long, the wide line, but the narrow lines, around six lines up or so. It says bavur matzah mar hudasa. The bavur ze comes to teach me that you need to give the reasoning of matzah mar. L'chach ani ocha matzah mara. I'm eating matzah, I'm eating mara for these reasons, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, that's why. And zeich l'masha also li b'teis mitzrayim, that's why I'm having matzah mara, but nothing at all to do with the ability to see or not, to point or not point. And Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Gzeir Sheva lo gamri, they did not have such a Gzeir Sheva, they did not connect bavur zeh to that of Boneinu zeh, and since they don't have that Gzeir Sheva, they don't have to, they're not forced into that drasha, and therefore Suma would be chayiv, in fact, in the mitzvah of Haggadah. So let's quickly recap. We start off the daf by talking about the drasha of Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni either taught us about Lechem Shemuel of Dvarim Harbe, you speak a lot about the Lechem, or it means about Lechem Oni, that they have a prusa, or Lechem Oni, the way they quickly bake the matzah. Then we spoke about the purpose of charosis. If it's not a mitzvah, why do you have it? We said the purpose is in order to remove any of the dangers of the mar, and the Gemara listed various other ways to get rid of dangers of different types of sharp foods, and the hot water was the best antidote for all of them. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, who felt that there was a mitzvah of having charosis, is either zecher latit, zecher tapuach, and the Yushalmi added also zecher le'avdus. And then we have the Mishnah talks about pouring the second cup and asking the manashana, and then about the mitchilos. We had if the B'no wasn't able to, the wife should ask, the wife can ask, the person himself should ask, even two Tamni Chacham need to ask each other. And then we discussed the proper nusach of how to say about Matbilin. There's no chiyuv the rest of the nights of the year, but you have the option to do a tefillah to do Matbil, as opposed to the night of Seder, you have to be Matbil two times. And then we had Machlokes Rav Shmuel. What does it mean Matchil B'gnus? Does Matchil B'gnus mean referring to Mitchil Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or does it refer to the Avodim Hayinu? And then the Mishnah, the long Mishnah, told us about the three things that a person must say. If he doesn't say, he's not Yotze, about the reason behind Pesach, the reason behind Matzah and Marah, respectively. And then the Nusach of the concluding Bracha of Lefikach Anachu Chayav Naldos, what exactly do you say as the Bracha, completing the Haggadah? And then we had that Rava said you have to lift the Matzah, lift the Marah, but you're not allowed to lift the Basar. And then finally, that last discussion about whether or not a Summa is Chayav in Haggadah, or a Summa perhaps is Pater in the Haggadah. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.